Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy September. This is our first Saturday of September here in 2025. This is the heart of the football season that we are now in, and we start with week three in conference play for pretty much all of the conferences around the area, including the Northern Lakes Conference, who got started last night, and the Tigers were winners at Goshen by a score of 37-7. We'll talk with Coach Curtis and a couple of the players coming up here in just a few minutes. The game of the night was Mishawaka Concord. We expected that, and we got that. Mishawaka 38, Concord 34. The Minutemen will be at Fisher Field in 2 weeks, and we will travel to Steel Stadium in a month. Northwood beat Wawasee 36-7. Plymouth won on the road over Northridge 24-21. So Mishawaka, Northwood, Plymouth, and Warsaw all start the conference year at 1-0. Other scores in the TRC, Cass beat Peru 34-32. McConaughey beat Northfield 42-6. Manchester beat Wabash 47-19. Northwestern beat Southwood 26-20. It was Rochester over Whitco 47-0. In the Hoosier North, it was North Judson over South Central 60-6. North Miami beat Caston 28-13. Pioneer beat Winnemac 50-0. And Triton won at Culver 48-8. In the Northern Indiana Conference, Elkhart beat Washington 34-13. Mishawaka Marion beat Adams 21-0. Penn beat Riley 49-6. St. Joe beat New Prairie 43-13. In the Northeast 8, Columbia City blew out Belmont 61-6, and East Noble beat Huntington North 39-0. Non-conference games last night, Bremen beat Boone Grove 39-0. Hamilton Heights beat Tippecanoe Valley 35-19. Jimtown beat Fairfield 29-28. It was Knox over Culver Academy 72-24. LaVille beat Central Noble 42-9. Rensselaer beat Glenn 28-0. Eastside beat West Noble 27-24. It was Garrett over Cherubusco 17-7. Lakeland beat Prairie Heights 40-6. And LaVille beat Central Noble 42-9. A look at next week's conference games in the NLC. Wawasee, of course, will be at Warsaw for the W Trophy game. We'll have coverage here on News Now Warsaw starting at 6:10. It's also alumni night. So if you're a Warsaw Tiger alumnus and who played football and you would like to attend those events, go online. There's a story at warsawtigers.com about that information on where you can register so that they can know how much food to bring. Goshen is at Plymouth. Mishawaka is at Northwood. And Northridge will play Concord. What is a Concord home game? That game will be played at Mishawaka. Again, the Tigers were winners last night, 37-7 over Goshen. Come back and talk with the coach about it last night. Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers! When you need a stylish look for your home, head to Browers Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw. Shop from the largest furniture selection in the area, including quality brand names like England, Best, and Roe. Get the quality sleep you need with a premium mattress from Therapeutic and add an adjustable base for the ultimate night's sleep. Browers also has in stock carpet along with vinyl, plank, hardwood, and tile. Visit browerscarpet.com and stop in today at 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Call the Glass Doctor. We fix your pain.
Your windshield? Your choice. Dealing with a broken car window can be a real hassle. At Glass Doctor of Indiana, we have the best warranties in the business. Our windshields have the exclusive Windshield Protection Plan, unlimited chip repairs, and one replacement for 1 year. With the best reviews, products, service, and guarantees in the business, be sure to demand Glass Doctor. Remember, your windshield, your choice.
Call the Glass Doctor.
If you're dreaming about owning your first home but aren't sure where to begin, start with Crossroads Bank. The good people at Crossroads Bank will help you set goals, learn about financing options, and figure out how much house you can afford. Get in touch with the lender today at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. NMLS.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, Roger.
Good. That was what you needed last night. You guys, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't always crisp and clean, but you guys went up there, you got a big lead, got the job done.
We did, and yeah, obviously there were some things that we're pleased with and some things that we're not pleased with. I didn't realize until somebody said something last night that we went 5 for 5 the first half, which is, you know, what you want offensively output-wise. And obviously I think they might have got 2 first downs the first half or something like that. So played much better defensively. Seem to get our drops down and rally to the football fairly well. You know, I haven't sat down and really dissected the thing yet, but I'm sure we'll find some more positives and some more areas of improvement. But pleased overall that we came out injury-free, apparently. Of course, you never know sometimes till Monday. We have the training room open. This morning it did not look too busy, which is a good thing. We'll take it. You know, each week the kids play, prepare and practice, so they get the opportunity to play. You know, for them, it's all fun because they get to play a game. For us, it's another opportunity to, evaluate where we're at and where we need to go forward.
The offense went 5 for 5 in the first half. The defense went 4 out of 5 in holding Goshen without a first down. They didn't get a first down until that last drive.
Wow.
When they missed that last field goal.
That's right.
Your defensive line was really dominant last night.
Yeah, they were active last night and needed to be. We had some problems the first two games getting off blocks and getting to the football, and I think that last night showed what they're capable of when they use their hands. And when they don't penetrate too deep into the backfield and play their own game. So very pleased with that. I didn't realize that they didn't get a first down the first 4 times. Just seemed the game went so fast.
Yes.
You know, particularly the first half. And then they did get a couple first downs late on that last drive. I forget what set that up. They got a good kick return.
Yes.
Out to midfield. And then they got 2 first downs on some passes, maybe 3. And then I think Grady Nelson blocked the field goal.
Yes.
And had an opportunity. The ball laid there for a while and was hoping that one of us would pick it up and advance it the other way for a touchdown, which didn't happen. But you can always hope for those things.
Goshen likes the short passing game. That helps their offensive line. They have some deficiencies size-wise. And you guys seem to take that away from them in the first half. They were unable to throw the dink and dunk passes, especially to Elliott, who'd been so good at that in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, he is their go-to guy. I think we targeted every pass charted every play that they'd run this season, and of their passing plays, I think he was 6 or 7 out of every 10 times they threw the football. It was to number 21. He's a very good player. In fact, Coach Callhorn came over to me when he knew we were going to kick deep after we went up 34-0 and asked which corner we were kicking it to. I said, deep left. And he goes, that's where 21 is. I said, well, we got to cover at some point, so this is a good opportunity to see how our coverage team does. And then the ball got returned out to the midfield, so I may want to rethink that.
Well, I'll give Elliott a lot of credit for that because you had people there. He broke 3 or 4 tackles where it looked like he had no chance to get out of, but he broke 3 or 4 guys' tackles and bringing the extra 25 yards out there.
And, you know, there's a fine line between being aggressive and being out of control. And I think when we really pride ourselves on sprinting down the field, getting off blocks, replacing in our lanes, and then there's that point where you've got to throttle down, not break down and stop, but throttle down and start to adjust your angle so you can get a shot on the returner. And, you know, the last thing I always try and tell the kids is don't overrun the football, okay? You don't want to sprint down the field, have no idea where it's at, just so you're staying in your lane, have them recrease you, and then you end up following the ball from behind, okay? And I'm not going to let these guys tell you what I call people that follow the ball from behind because the FCC would not appreciate that.
On behalf of the radio station, we appreciate that.
Right, but you never want to be chasing the ball from behind. You want to keep everything in front of you and everything inside of you without allowing a crease up the middle. And he did. You mentioned Elliott, and he did a nice job of getting out of a quandary there in the left quadrant.
Offensively, you did what you needed to do. Quentin had a good game. There were some ball handling mistakes at the beginning of the game, a fumbled snap. At one time, it looked like Goshen had recovered it, and Quentin reached in and took it back.
Yeah.
Other than that, your offense flowed pretty well when you had the first unit in there.
It did. There were some offensive line miscues that are concerning. We want to get off the ball quickly, but we also want to get off the ball together. So you can't come off the ball early. You can't start before the ball is snapped. And if you do start before the ball is snapped, it needs to be all 5 guys at the same time, okay, to provide that optical illusion. But we've got some issues there where they really need to get cleaned up, or it's really going to cost us dearly down the road. The ball handling issue, I know which one you're talking about now. It was on a toss. It is a habit where sometimes the quarterbacks want to get out of there and get reversed out and get the ball tossed out to the halfback, and you got to make sure you stay in there and not be in such a big hurry to take that first step back, turn, because sometimes you take that first step back and to turn and toss the ball and you're leaving without the football. So, yeah, Quentin played really steady. I think he played the first half. I don't think he played the second half. We had a nice 2-point conversion. And this is a little, I had just spoken with an official this week. If you drive, if you are attached to a lineman and you drive him down the field, on a passing play past the 2 yards, my understanding is that's not illegal man downfield, okay? And that is exactly what happened to our center, Christian Cullors. We faked the toss. We ran a boot pass. Grady came across on the drag. It was wide open. Nice throw, nice catch. And Christian is driving his nose guard, you know, through the back of the end zone or into the end zone, and they called illegal man, illegal lineman downfield. So I'm going to have to recheck my sources on that one because I may have given some incorrect information to our youth.
The kicking game last night, that was beautiful. It wasn't perfect, but like all the other aspects of the game, at offense, defense, it wasn't perfect either, but you made extra points. You had good kickoffs. I think you found some traction there.
We did. I thought that we're going to stop the game, present the game ball, and you know, take some pictures or whatnot. But we did make a PAT, several of them, and that was an exciting moment for the sidelines. It's good to see those kids get excited about it. And I had headsets on, but it sounded like our fans were cheering rather loudly as well. And then we kicked a field goal later in the game.
And it was not a chip shot either. That was a 38-yarder.
Was it? Was
yeah.
A 38-yarder, yeah. So that was good for John. I think his confidence went up a little bit. Fisher is still, you know, hopefully his dobber isn't down this morning. He went in and didn't get his PAT, did get a couple kickoffs. He's our punter, and we were fortunate that we did not punt last night. So, and then Luis Munoz-Bermudez had some nice kickoffs as well.
Well, when you go back and watch the film, Whitaker never really had a chance to kick his extra point. The process
ball
broke
was,
down. The process broke down.
Ball was rolling.
I'm pretty sure
it looked like.
The ball was almost like sideways and kicked the point of it, so he didn't really have a chance. But Luis kicking off with touchbacks, that really helps your kickoff team, doesn't it?
It does. It's number one, the ideal kick. In a perfect scenario, the ball hangs up there for 6 seconds, lands on the 1 yard line, and everybody's there to converge it, and you got to go 99 yards. Rarely, if ever, happens. I've only seen one high school kid that could do that consistently. A kid named Menchinger from Jimtown in the 90s. And it was trouble. He'd kick it inside the 5, and it'd hang up there forever. And by the time you caught it, their coverage team was down there waiting to decapitate you. But Luis, you know, I think he drilled 3 out of 4 into the end zone.
Yeah.
In touchbacks. So one of them, the very first one, and we had a win behind us, but the first one I think went 7 or 8 yards deep into the end zone. So that was nice to see. You never know what you're going to see, Roger. And
true.
You sometimes say, you know, that I surprise you here and there. And that was, we rolled out Luis last night for the first time for our kickoffs and did a nice job.
Well, he's been in the mix of that, but we've not seen him actually do it.
Correct.
And so you don't know how that's going to go because, you know, lots of things in August happen before the first game and they look pretty good. And then you get out there on Friday night when the lights are on and the scoreboard's on and it doesn't look quite the same. And we can all understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it appears like he's got his steps down. I don't give advice to people who I've never had to do what they're doing. So I'm not going to go out there and try to coach Luis or John or Fisher and try to explain the intricacies of kicking a football. The only advice I give them is keep your eye on the ball and keep your head down. And it appears that when he does that and makes good foot connection, all three of them, when they keep their heads down and they appear to make good foot connection onto the leather, that good things happen.
Can you expressed to the fans listening this morning how important it is to get depth in your football program on Friday nights like last night where you got a lot of kids for an entire half of football that got to play on Friday nights when they only play on Saturdays?
We did. It's imperative. And these kids have been there. Fletcher and Robbie, they've been in those situations where, hey, it's my first time going in on a Friday night. Or, hey, the score is getting out of hand, and, boy, there might be a chance where I can get in. You as a sophomore. And so anytime you can do that, it makes the next year or the next time that happens that much better. So, you know, to express it, I'm sure there were some jitters from some kids going in there for the first time and on a Friday night and performing in a varsity contest, knowing that, hey, I'm probably going to have to wait till Saturday morning, and all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, I'm in. You know, it's always funny if I got a second, I don't want to take their time. But when you walk up and down the sidelines on a Friday night in a game similar to that, and the eye contact tells you whether or not that child really wants to enter the contest or not, okay? So we're walking through, and if we call for, here's the deal. If you call for somebody in that scenario, we'll call once. We'll call name and number. If they aren't there in the split second, they're done for the night. They're not going in.
Right.
Okay? We're not going to call you three times. The other thing is the walking down and trying to make eye contact. I know if a child looks down or is clear in the back, he has little to no interest of entering the contest at this time. There will be a day when he feels more confident or comfortable about that. Then there's the transverse of that or the opposite of that. Okay, where the kid is, you know, you turn around to find somebody and you run into the kid because he thinks, hey, the game is getting out of hand. I've got a shot of getting in. So he follows his position coach around the entire second half. So, yeah, it was good to play. Almost everybody got in, you know, and I apologize to the kids last night that did not get in. So a good time was had by all for the most. I'm not sure that Coach Jones and Coach Heckman and Coach Mike Curtis had as good a time as what the children had last night. But then we get to turn around this morning. Here's what's cool about this. And those kids, we talked about playing the second half. They played two quarters, so they still have four quarters per IHSA rule, so they can play today.
Yeah, that's good. Well, who did you bring with you today?
I brought two fine young student athletes. To my immediate left, both seniors, Fletcher Pohl, number 22, and to his left, number 7, Robbie Strawn.
Okay, we're going to talk to those guys when we come back after this. They were fed this morning by the diner. They got some biscuits and gravy and a little bit of bacon, a little bit of hash browns mixed in, and it's been a good breakfast for them this morning. We thank the diner for doing that for us. RB Car Company drives this program, and we'll be back with more after this.
Fall is here and the cold air is on the way, so Flotek Plumbing and Heating is here to keep you cozy. Right now, get your furnace tuned up for just $79. But hurry, this special offer is only good through September 30th. Book early and save before Old Man Winter says hello. Flotek serves all of our listing area and provides the equipment, materials, and labor to make sure your system runs safely and efficiently all season long. Go with the flow and contact Flotek Plumbing and Heating today and schedule your $79 furnace tune-up.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems' all-star team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Connecticut, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Hi, this is Alan Aldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Aldifer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
Unfortunately, the end of the boat season is coming sooner than any of us wants. But now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Repower your boat by replacing or upgrading its engine. Splendor Boats can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Be ready to go next spring. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Research shows vaping is on the rise among teens. One of the most influential factors when a teen is growing up is a strong, open relationship with parents, family, or caregivers. Some ways to take action with your kids is to be checked in, clear and consistent about your messaging and expectations regarding vaping and substance abuse, establish family agreements, and let them know you are there and care. Continue talking to your teens as they get older. This message brought to you by Kosciuszko Cares and the Kosciuszko Drug-Free Coalition. Visit inspire-in.org.
Did you catch that touchdown last night? It was insane.
Nope, missed it. My screen froze and then game over.
You gotta get Surf Internet. I've got fast fiber speed with no throttling ever.
Sounds like a winning play. Sign me up.
Score big with Surf Fiber Fast Internet today. Just $30 a month with autopay, including free installation and free Wi-Fi. Visit surfinternet.com. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Robbie's got the microphone. He's going first. Talk about the adjustment that you made. You'd played quarterback for 2 years. You go from cornerback to safety. It's a defensive back position, but it's different. Explain how.
Corner, I'm normally like setting the edge. I'm like pass first, and I'm more like my urgency is a little bit faster. And then safety, I'm more like reading patterns and like keys and all that stuff.
So what things did you have to work on this summer to get ready to do that?
Just like watching a little more film like from last year, seniors, and just learn how to like play more patient and just like reading the field more.
You had some good examples to follow from last year. Who was it specifically that you watched?
Tristan.
Yeah. And what did he do that made him good at that you want to emulate?
How he, like, comes downhill and, like, fills his alleys. That's what I wanted to do.
Do you see yourself, I mean, safeties are known to be physical. Do you see yourself as a hitter, a guy that hits hard?
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Just loving to hit, really.
Can you explain to us, because most of us have no idea what it's like, what's it like to really rock somebody? Because you've done that a couple times the first three games of the season.
Yeah, it's kind of hurts. You'll feel it a little bit, kind of a little hurt shoulder right now. But
really?
Yeah.
Well, get some ice on that.
Yeah.
Let's get that taken care of before next week. Talk about this defense. It feels like it's getting better every week. What things have you guys worked on with Coach Calhoun to try to get better every week?
Just open field tackling and just like everyone with their run fits. Because I think our pass coverage is really good. We still have a little bit to fix there, but mainly just our tackling and our D-line.
The rules of how you can practice have changed, right? And you're not able to practice live tackling nearly as much as you used to. What things do you do to try to work on tackling without tackling each other?
Just working on our fits, just wrapping up and not taking down to the ground.
Talk about your parents and their names and brothers and sisters and where you live.
My mom, her name is Sylvie. My dad's name, Robert, as well as me. He's the second. And my mom's brother, he used to play here. Warsaw basketball, Paul.
Mayor and dad?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Again, I learn something every week. I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, that's cool. I see some resemblance now. Mm-hmm. How about that? Okay, so talk about what you want to do when you graduate.
I want to play college football somewhere. You know, just still working on my film and, like, getting all that out.
Okay. And what do you want to study?
Business and real estate.
Really? You want to be a real estate agent? Mm-hmm. Nice. What makes you want to do that?
Paul.
Of course.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, absolutely. Who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
Hang out with Ivan, hang out with Fletcher, Quentin.
And Who's been the best teacher that you've had so far in high school?
I say Mr. Lynn.
Really?
Mr. Lynn.
And what does he teach?
ICP.
Which is what?
And things like chemistry and physics, yeah.
Gotcha. Some
chemistry and physics.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, Fletcher, keep that bacon with you, okay? Robbie, hand him the microphone. Okay, first of all, obviously you got to play last night, so you must be feeling better.
Yes, sir.
Take us back through when you got hurt. What did you experience?
I mean, it was, in my opinion, a completely legal hit. I'm in the box. Wasn't really trying to lean with his head. Looked more like his shoulder, but... I mean, I was just in a bad position, and I kind of screwed myself on that by diving inside and getting in a bad position. And, I mean, I went back in later on in the game because I felt better, but as we kept going and going, it just got worse and worse. And talked to my trainers, got out of the game, and fortunately we won the game, which is great.
One of the things that we try to do with kids who have been injured at some point recently – and we've had that come up a couple of times. Liam Kennedy was also here last week, and we had him talk about it so that you can help parents be educated on what to look for after games, after practice. What were your symptoms, and when did those pop up?
So pretty much after the game, the light sensitivity in my eyes started getting worse and worse. The head kind of started hurting more at halftime. Because I feel like being inside and, you know, those bright lights in the locker room weren't really helping. And then, I don't know, it just kind of kept getting worse and worse slowly. But I was talking to my trainers, make sure that, you know, they think if I'm good to go, I'm good to go. And they told me not to play, so.
Talk about, you knew you were going to play a bigger role on this football team. You've had a brother that was just, you know, graduated from the program not that long ago. Talk about how you feel like you were prepared for this season.
I mean, growing up with him and, like, the past, like, few years when he was junior and senior and sophomore, playing a lot of varsity time, we'd watch a lot of film together. So at the time, I mean, sophomore year I was a safety, so I was watching a lot of safety film. He was watching outside B film. Then junior I kind of made the switch to outside B for a little bit. Learned that position a lot with him. And then as kind of got, like, last season got going, kind of switched around a little bit, played corner, played safety against Northwood. And, you know, just watching my film, getting my reads down and everything like that, getting to know, like, O-linemen's tendencies, because a lot of the tackles that get lazy, they'll put their hand in the dirt for a run, and then they'll just stand in two-point stance for a pass, and it's pretty easy to read that. Plus, if they're high hats, it's easy going to be a run or a pass. And then, you know, just getting my reads down, my steps down, and everything like that.
Talk about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
So my brother, Eric Pohl, he used to play football here, number 22. That's why I wear it. My dad, he lives around the area. His name's Tim. My mom, Hillary, and my stepdad, Sean. And then we have two dogs. We just got a new puppy. Super cute. We have Bernie and Dexter.
What kind of dogs?
Miniature Doodle is the new one, and then a Miniature Golden Doodle is the current one that we've had for 4 years now.
Nice. What do you want to do when you graduate?
Go study probably finance or accounting. I have an accounting internship right now through work-based learning at the school. Really enjoy it. Feel like it's something I really want to do, and not really decided on where I want to go for college, but if I do go to college, I want to try and commute or do mainly online school and something like that.
You've got time. You don't need to figure it out yet. What would be your perfect job?
I mean, honestly, anything that pays the bills. I mean, I'm not really too picky. As long as I'm working and, you know, not sitting around all the time, I think I'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you guys for coming in today. And again, the diner fed them this morning. When we come back, we'll run through all the other scores and schedules for all the other Tiger teams. here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Midwest Tire and Auto Repair has been serving Warsaw and surrounding communities for many years. They are a Napa Auto Care Center, offering a wide variety of automotive services from oil changes to differential repairs. Choose from multiple name brand tires that make your ride feel great at a price that fits your budget. Call 574-269-9250. Visit MidwestTireWarsaw.com and stop in today to 995 North Lake Street in Warsaw.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mitchell Hall. For five generations, my family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you.
Some people are looking for the latest and greatest. Others trust in the tried and true. Hi, this is Brent from Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, a fourth generation family owned business where we are absolutely tried and true. And we're also the latest and greatest. We've just expanded and opened a second location in downtown Columbia City. Stop in now to take advantage of fantastic fall savings and no interest payment plans. Reinhold's in Warsaw and Columbia City, your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. When life throws the unexpected your way, you don't need a lawyer from a big city billboard. You need someone who knows you, someone who knows your town. At Rock Hill Pinnock, we're not just lawyers, we're your neighbors. We live here, raise our families here, and we're proud to stand up for the people of our community. If you've been injured in an accident and don't know which way to turn, call us at 574-267-6116 and we can help. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's do something that we haven't, I don't think, ever done on the show, and shame on me for not. Let's start with Unified Flag Football. They played on Wednesday at Fisher Field under the lights. Just before the rains hit, they got their game in, and they beat Manchester by a score of 38-26. Johannes Schmidt with three touchdowns and two big interceptions. Mason Anderson plowing through the middle of the Squire defense for a bruising touchdown run. And then Nathan Nettie went for two and got it to seal the victory. Ben King Shark Slaybaugh delivered the highlight reel moment with a couple of two incredible pass receptions. Lily Jarrett anchored the run game from the center position. Kelsey Wren stepped up in brilliant fashion at quarterback and delivered a strong performance. The Unified Flag Football team is 1-1. The boys' tennis team went to Goshen, and they lost 3-2. Points for the Tigers from Henry Norton and Ted Grandin at number 2 and number 3 singles. The junior varsity got points from Ian Overman and Owen Nyson in doubles, and Jack Burnett and Silas Boreen in doubles in their match. The Tigers then visited Plymouth on Thursday and swept Plymouth 5-0. Charlie Norton, Henry Norton, Ted Grandin all winning in singles, and the doubles teams of Spencer Love and Luke Smith and Kale Maridou and Grant Marine winning. Also, Warsaw swept the junior varsity competitions as well. Ricardo Bacciocchio, Ian Overman, Isaiah Stoffel, Dominic Manwaring, Nate Friedberg, Austin Klingman, and Silas Boreen. Hudson Victa and Will Peterson, Kendrick Bennett and Silas Metz all getting points for the Tigers that night. Girls soccer took on Goshen on Thursday. The varsity lost to Goshen by a score of 3-1. The junior varsity beat Goshen by a score of 6-0. And then on Thursday, the girls took on one of the better teams in Northern Indiana in Homestead. Got down 2-0 at halftime, had some good chances to start the second half, just couldn't punch the ball in there. I really think if they could have made it 2-1, I think they would have been in it at the end. Homestead tacked on two more in the second half, beat the Lady Tigers 4-0. The JV from Homestead beat Warsaw by a score of 2-1. Last Saturday, the boys' varsity soccer team played to a scoreless draw with Mishawaka Marion. The JV was a winner over Mishawaka Marion by a score of 4-0. Gabriel Otero, Cuba Catolute, Grayson Ralston and John Conley. That same John Conley that kicked for the Tigers last night in the varsity football game scored a goal for the junior varsity soccer team on Saturday. The boys soccer team then took on Concord in the conference and lost on Wednesday by a score of 3-2. Andy Vass and Ricardo with the goals for the Tigers. The junior varsity Orange played on Thursday against Homestead and lost the Spartans by a score of 3-1. Giovanni Nunez scoring the goal for Warsaw. Volleyball team was busy. Last Saturday, the varsity went to Plymouth for their Powerball tournament, and for the fourth year in a row, they came home with the championship going 4-0 on the day. They started, now remember, that because they played four matches, these are all best two out of three, so keep that in mind. They beat Penn, who was number 10, in three sets, 2-1. Remember, Penn had beaten them in five earlier this season, just last week. Then they took on number one Chesterton and beat them in two, 25-22 and 25-20. They beat New Prairie 25-18, 25-13, and they beat Plymouth in the final match, 25-19 and 25-18. For the day, CeCe Good, 26 kills. Harper Setzer, 19. Reagan Edwards, 17. Avery Heppner had 55 assists and Madison Branham at 29. Avery had 7 aces and Ellie Hepler had 5. Ellie also had 43 digs to lead the way for Warsaw. Reagan Edwards with 2 solo blocks and 8 assisted blocks. The JV last Saturday went to Carroll for their invitational. They went 1-3 on the day. They beat Elkhart 25-16, 25-23. Then they lost in the second match to the Carroll Junior Varsity, 17-25, 19-25. They took on Leo in their third match and lost to them by identical scores of 25-19, 25-19. And then they played the Carroll freshman team, which was entered into the Junior Varsity tournament, and the Carroll freshman beat the Junior Varsity from Warsaw, 25-19, 25-23. The freshmen traveled to Michigan City and won the Michigan City Invitational, going 4-0 last Saturday. They beat Mishawaka in two, 25-19, 25-9. They beat Valparaiso in two. They beat Chesterton 25-22 and 25-18. And they beat Kankakee Valley by a score of 25-17 and 25-21. The girls then were in action on Tuesday night in the Tiger Den to open up NLC play, and they beat Mishawaka in straight sets, 25-18, 25-14, 27-25. Maddie Williamson with 8 kills, CeCe Good 7, Harper Setzer with 6. Madison Branham had 18 assists and Avery Hepner 10. Ellie Hepler had 4 aces. Madison Branham 8 digs to lead the way for the varsity. The junior varsity beat Mishawaka also in two, 25-13, 25-9. Erica Shimasaki with 3 aces. She also had 27 assists. Ellie Green had 7 kills. Sophia Rios had 8 digs. The freshman beat Mishawaka 25-14, 25-8. Maddie Perry with 3 aces. Layla Ballinger with 12 assists. Melina Silvius with 7 kills. Andy Martinez-Laro with 2 block assists, and Maddie Perry with 6 digs. The varsity volleyball team then on Thursday took on Goshen on elementary night, and they beat all 3 at the varsity JV and freshman levels. The 4th-ranked Lady Tigers, now 12-2 overall, 2-0 in the conference. They won the varsity match 25-9, 25-4, 25-17. Warsaw had a serve that would have won that game, and it made it 25-2. But they served it into the net. So 25-4, very dominant performance. CeCe Good, 10 kills. Reagan Edwards, 8. Madison Branham, 5. Branham also had 17 assists, and Avery Hepner had 14. Ellie Hepler and Branham each with 6 aces. Hepler with 16 digs, and Branham with 7. The junior varsity beat Goshen 25-5, 25-12. Sophia Rios with 8 aces, and Kayla Browning had 6. Erica Shimasaki with 13 assists. Addie Weidenbender with 5 kills. Erica Shimasaki with 1 block. And Sophia Rios had 6 digs. The freshman beat Goshen by a count of 25-9 and 25-6. Layla Ballinger with 11 aces. She also had 5 assists. Maya McLean with 2 kills. Maddie Perry with four digs. The girls' cross-country team opened up the NLC season, and again, three races. You have two regular season races where all eight schools are running at the same time, and then they have a conference meet at the end of that. This was the first of those round-robin meets, but they count individually toward the record. So you have seven individual opponents' wins or losses that go against your record. The girls opened up at Oxbow Park with a statement performance, a solid team win in the first NLC meet with 54 points. Goshen was second with 61. And the formula by which they calculate the championship now is different. These two regular season NLC meets count for 20% each in the overall standings, and the NLC meet counts for 60%. So it's going to be a little different calculating it. The freshman Danny Ristrelli led the charge 20-02 to set the tone up front. Behind her, a solid mass of runners, including Eden Metz, Sammy Ristrelli, Hannah Fisher, Stephanie Malagon, Aubrey Bricker, Matilda Granger, all finished within 22 seconds of each other. You have heard us talk to the coaches over the years. They want the girls to run in packs. It helps them run faster, and they finish together, and they score better. And that's exactly what happened here. 22 seconds from the second Lady Tiger to cross the line to the seventh. That is very, very impressive. The girls will be back in action today. We'll tell you more about that in a second. The boys had a rougher time, and when you hear why, it makes a lot of sense. The boys, who are expected to be right up there in the thick of it, finished 1-6 on the day. That is not at all what they thought. They finished seventh in the new invitational-style scoring format. No Jackson Gackenheimer. He was held out as a coach's decision. Freshman Eli Swinehart had a minor injury. He did not run. Junior Nolan Stump really came right down to almost race time because he had been sick. He chose to run. He probably could have not. Here's the way it worked out. Junior Jack Boggs, who has really come along this year, best for Warsaw, 22nd overall. Junior Nolan Stump, 25th. Spiros Christos with a 32nd place finish. Alex Hoover, the junior, 41st. Sophomore Keenan Lyons was 48th. Junior Ben Mort, 49th. Junior Jackson Lehman, 53rd. Notice all those juniors in that lineup. It was a big highlight for Ben Mort. He hadn't been in the top 15 all season on the Tiger team, and Ben finished very well, finishing 6th for the Tigers and 49th overall. The girls' golf team on Tuesday took on Mishawaka and Plymouth at Stonehenge. Warsaw 160, Plymouth 209, Mishawaka 247. Anya with 39, Lily Henderson with 37, including an eagle on number 9. That's the hole that goes right in front of the clubhouse. She had a massive drive, hit her second shot, an iron to within 8 feet, and put the putt in to finish with a 37. Vivian Pykich with 41, Addie Ehler 45, Reese Berner with 43. The JV shot 193, Sophie Stewart with 43, Vivian Spangle 53, Grace McCullough 49, Adela Huffer 48, Eve Fussell shot a 58. Then on Thursday, the girls went to McCormick Creek and took on Northwood, and they beat them too in a very close match, 169-174. Vivian Pykich had the low score with a 39, Anya 44, Lily 41, Addison 47, Reese with 45. The JV shot 195, Sophie Stewart 42, Grace with 51, Adela 50, Vivian with 52, and Brooklyn shot a 58. The JV football team went down to Warren Central last Saturday and lost 35-6. They're now 1-1 on the season. They were down 21-0 at halftime. Jack Bradford got a 5-yard touchdown run for the Tigers' only score. Hayden Farmer, Walker Perry, Kendrick Stuckey all stood out on defense, but just too much talent there for the JV Tigers. They lose to Warren 35-6. The freshman football team on Thursday went on the road and beat South Bend Adams 32-8. Tanner Dippin led the defense with 2 fumbles caused and recovered and had an interception. Lukey Juarez recorded 2 sacks. Noah Landis added another. Colton Beeler and Bryson Ellerson also recovered fumbles. And Carson Holland snagged an interception. On offense, Clayton Diaz with 3 touchdowns. 2 yards, 65 yards, and 4 yards. And Josiah Bontrager added a 12-yard touchdown run for the freshman. Busy schedule today. The boys and girls cross country teams are running right now down at Marion's Invitational. That's being run at the Indiana Wesleyan course. The volleyball JV team is hosting their Invitational down in the T-Rack. Make sure that you enter door 14 for that. The boys soccer teams are all on the road today taking on Penn. And that the JV matches and the JV Orange and JV Black start at 10 o'clock, so just a couple minutes. And the varsity will follow on the turf field at about noon. The JV football team also getting ready to start here in a couple minutes at home against Goshen. And the girls golf team is hosting their invitational at Stonehenge today. The first tee times are at 1:30. Then on Sunday, the girls golf team, or I'm sorry, the girls rugby team opens up their season. They're on the road at Portage. That will start at 1 o'clock. Monday, the Unified Flag football team is home against South Bend Adams at Fisher Field at 6:30. Tuesday, girls soccer. Junior varsity is home against Fort Wayne Blackhawk. That will start at 5:30 with the boys tennis team hosting Northridge at the Tiger Tennis Complex at 5:30. The volleyball teams are on the road taking on Northridge on Tuesday. That will be freshman at 5:30, JV at 6, varsity will follow that. The boys soccer team, the varsity, will play at Mishawaka, and that will start at 6 o'clock, while the girls varsity soccer team will be home against Mishawaka, and that will start at 7:15 after the girls JV match against Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Wednesday, the tennis team is at Homestead at 5 o'clock. Thursday, the tennis team is at Canterbury at 5 o'clock. The girls' soccer teams will host Concord on Thursday, JV at 5:30, varsity to follow. The freshman football team will be on the road at Goshen at 6 o'clock on Thursday. And the boys' soccer team is on the road in Fort Wayne on Thursday, taking on Fort Wayne Lures at 5:30 and 7. And then, of course, next Friday is the girls golf team in action, taking on the field at LaPorte at the Pat Ford Invitational. That is one of those rare during the school Friday events that happens a couple times a year. Happens for the boys once in the spring and happens for the girls as well during the fall. And so they are at Pat Ford during the school day. That will start at 10 a.m. on Friday. And Friday night will be the W Trophy game between Warsaw and Wawasee at Fisher Field. Also alumni night. And again, if you are a Tiger football alumnus and you haven't registered yet, they would love to hear from you. There's a story about it at WarsawTigers.com in which you can register. They want to know because they want to make sure that Hogs Are Wild makes enough food for everybody. And then next Thursday, another busy Saturday with boys tennis hosting an invitational. You have boys soccer going to play at home. The girls soccer is also at home. And can you believe it? But the girls NLC golf meet is next Saturday, the 13th, and that will be at McCormick Creek in Napanee. Couple other things. Good news. Connor McCann, our own Connor McCann from the Warsaw Times Union, was named a media award winner from the Indiana Baseball Coaches Association for his coverage of high school baseball in Northeast Indiana. So congratulations to our friend Connor. And then the bad news, sad news from Napanee that we received in the last week. Northwood Athletics announcing that Kim Sellers had passed away. Kim was the wife of former athletic director Norm Sellers and a dear friend to us here at our radio station. Kim had been battling cancer for quite a long time, and she succumbed to that cancer a couple weeks ago. Our thoughts and prayers have been with Norm and his son, Kyle, and his other sons, Chad and Trent, as they deal with this terrible tragedy. When we come back, we'll wrap up the program next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, Transparent, R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive, just off US 30 in Warsaw.
Tired of squinting at the menu or pretending you can see the scoreboard? At Reinholdt & Talmer Eye Care, we're here to help you see what you've been missing. With over 50 years of experience and 4 trusted doctors, we provide the expert care your eyes deserve. No guesswork, just clear vision. Book your appointment today at ReinholdtEyeCare.com or call 574-269-3828 and take the first step into a clearer tomorrow. Reinholdt & Talmer Eye Care. Family-centered care with medical-grade expertise right here in Warsaw.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another year of Tiger football. All the football teams and cheer squads have worked hard this offseason getting stronger and preparing to rock the gridiron each and every game day. Just like those student athletes, your Bobcat and Exmark equipment has worked hard all summer long. Reward that equipment by bringing it in for that fall service so it's ready to roll next year. Now that your hard work is out of the way, let's go out and support our Tigers for another great football season. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of both Warsaw Tiger football and Warsaw Tiger cheer.
Booyah! Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School football game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? Sim is making a play of its own. They're covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner Tiger, and get ready to roar in the Sim Zone. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, Sim is your home team for financial planning and investing. Visit sim.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
You know, it's hard to imagine that we ever did this show without having players on it. Can you imagine what the show would be like? I do. I remember what it was like. I remember Coach Jensen coming to me and saying, you know, I've been listening to Valley, and they have all these kids on here. Could we do that? Absolutely. And we've done it every year since, and it's been a lot of fun. And I hope to you, it's been educational. You have expressed that it has been, because it certainly has been to me. I have learned a lot about kids, and even today, learning that Robbie is related to Paul Marindette, when you look at him, you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, you could totally see it. Never knew that before. So that was a good thing to learn, and we always learn about the kids, and we are grateful that they come in here on Saturday morning. They're bumped up. Even in a game that was relatively easy like last night, they're still bumped and bruised. And for them to come in here, we really appreciate that. We thank Coach Curtis as well. And we thank all the coaches for turning in all their results. And we appreciate that each and every week. This show could not function without the coaches doing their thing and sending us that information. Again, if you have any interest in going back and looking at the scores, reading more information than even we can give you on Saturday mornings, you can do that. Go to WarsawTigers.com. You can look at the general list of stories, which basically are articles about what's going on. You also have in there stories that preview the weekend. So if you want to know who's playing where, we'll send those up on Thursdays. And there's information about basketball season tickets that you need to know if you're interested in buying special tickets for that. So go online, WarsawTigers.com, for that information. Thanks to RB Car Company for being our title sponsor. Thanks to The Diner for supplying the players with food today. Enjoy your weekend. Don't forget Cubs and Washington at 1:45 today here on News Now Warsaw. Colts and Miami starting at noon tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsawtigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.